So, we've got off our little road train, and we're standing in the shadow of York Minster. When was the last time we were here?
Sorry. Harry.
When was the last time we were here?
Standing on the line.
Oh God, oh mate, you can hear the cogs turning in your head. Bloody hell. Sarah came to university in York and worked at the Bootham Tavern pub, which is just about, 500 metres behind me. What's that? That gate isn't called Bootham, it's something gate, isn't it? Bootham Bar. But the gate is there, you can see it, it's 100 metres down there. Bloody hell, lived in York for 3 years and she hasn't got a clue. What's she like? So, we're on this, underneath the Minster at the front, just about to go down High Petergate. Now, we're going to go to the £1 sandwich shop. Doris goes, no, you're not, I've just made you sandwiches. No, I haven't. Bootham Bar. It's Bootham Bar.
That's what I said, yes. Monk Bar, Wormgate and Micklegate.
Right.
We came in through Micklegate, that's Bootham.
Jessica.
Okay. Oh, God, getting the third degree. And I love this place.
There it comes again.
York. Formerly known as Jorvik by the Vikings. Starbucks on the corner. Oh, it's changed so much. We reckon about 4 or 5 years since we've last been here. Oh, is this fella? I bought a few of this guy's paintings. What's his name? There's mine. There. I haven't got any of your winter scenes. I think I should buy some of your winter scenes.
I've got some new winter scenes.
All right.
I've got the shambles ones and the top of the on the big ones over there.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. I haven't got it. The first one my wife ever bought me was that one on the left up there.
Yeah.
That's the only winter scene I've got, but I like your other ones as well. But I like that. That's lovely.
I've got it in a bigger size as well. In fact, I've got a reduced one in a bigger size. So.
Oh.
Which is a mount.
Oh, right. Yeah.
It should be alright.
Beautiful.
Just can't carry the big ones out here anymore.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Too much.
Yeah. Have you still got your shop?
Yeah.
Round the. Yeah, yeah. Alright.
Yeah. Have a look.
We'll do, yes, yes. Right, come out the way, look. Come out the way. Hey, come out the way. But this is the one I like, Sarah, this pano here. I like that, and I like this one of the flooding as well. And that one, which is the street we've just come down, isn't it? Is it? That's beautiful, that one. MJ Braithwaite is the artist whom I've just been speaking to. I've got a few of his paintings. He sells them on the street in High Petergate. And it's also got a shop around the corner. Been looking at these pictures for years. That's on the left-hand side of him. He's drawing now. Picture of ballerinas. He's got pictures of ballerinas and a little kiddie in high heels, in a non-pedophilic sense, of course. Fantastic artist. Beautiful, that one. Beautiful. Careful what you're doing.
Harry,
Ooh. Right then. Let's. You like that one?
Yeah, that's springtime.
£4 for £9. What time are we on? 10 to 2 now. Please don't touch tomorrow, Jessica.
I'm not done.
Oh, mate. And behind us is Clarkson's menswear shop, it's a gentleman's shop.
Yes.
Lovely.
I know, that's where I got your couplings.
Is it really? And it, lovely prices as well.
Yes.
But thank you very much. I love this shop. I like the tweed jackets they sell in here. £245 for a tweed jacket. Well, that's London, my love.
No shit.
Right.
Pretty sure I know what Big Ben looks like.
Yes.
Jesus.
Hello. Do you like that one, do you? Ooh. Have you got a tenner on you? Yeah. Oi. Put my shirt down, you little rastus. Well, shall we get the little legs moving? Richard might want a cup of coffee. Have I? Let's have a look. Yes, I have.
Jess,
don't be, you don't need to touch. On the stairs. It's hanging up on the stairs. So one of the things about coming to York is there's always street entertainment. Good money in Buskin. find Sarah going around the shop. Oh, some ringing of the bell. Is that a bell? Somebody riding a... There she is. I don't think you're allowed to ride your bike on a pavement. Okay.
It says share the space.
It says share the space. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry. Sign. Pedestrian, cyclist, horse-drawn carriage. Share the space. Be aware. Show consideration. Oh. Yeah. Did you get anything? Fridge magnet. Beautiful. Beautiful fridge magnet.
I'm just going to get a Yorkshire Rose or Yorkshire,
whatever
you like.
Why? Right then, where to next? Ah, right, so we're going into the food shop. In you go. Are we going in the food shop?
Yeah, they're going to have a look.
Right, well, I'll wait here. Making fudge. This could be interesting. A sign saying hello. Hello! Oh.
See what it says on the other side? It says free sample.
Does it really?
Anyone would like one. You are going the wrong way because it's going
to come in for a free sample.
If you're interested in
them, they're 15
foot or 2 foot.
Free sample.
Nice high quality.
Drinking fudge.
Yes.
What flavour have we got here, Chief?
Double treble chocolate fudge. Have you all tried some yet?
Yeah.
Very honest of you guys.
Double treble chocolate fudge.
Yes. Yes, the white chocolate melted into here as well.
It's the best chocolate in the world.
Yes, normal chocolate, but there wasn't enough chocolate in it, so I put in some white chocolate. Making
the toffee fudge. You know, like that? I like that. Mummy would like some. What?
Can
I
give a little bit of fudge,
girl?
Let's try some.
I have to buy some. Double treble chocolate.
There you go. Plain chocolate fudge, and I put some white chocolate in the middle as well, just to make sure there was enough chocolate in there. Take that and put it in your face, yeah?
Put it in your face.
Yes. Sometimes you might get excited and miss your mouth. I know I do. Would you like some, young man?
That's what the wife says. Whee!
Whoa, sir, family shop. Here we go.
Trying to fuck me up for the kill.
A little bit.
She doesn't like chocolate.
You don't like chocolate? I've got some other ones if you want to come down to the counter. Do you want to try some?
Right.
Not fine, so you've had some fudge. Well, someone is going to have theirs.
Right.
I'll tell you what, cut into three little bits, have a look.
So what we're looking at here, we've got a big copper bowl.
Yes, that is Daisy, actually. Hello, Daisy.
And also a metal object, half spherical. Okay. And Daisy is making fudge.
Daisy is making fudge, right?
Okay.
Do you know how to make fudge, Daisy? Sometimes. That's good science. Sure.
Did you have a big? So, what?
Well, I'm going to go
about a million tons of sugar.
Ask her lots of difficult questions.
A lot of sugar. Uh huh.
Four different types of sugar.
So, about
7 kilograms. 7.5 kilograms of. Sugar, so
7.5 kilograms of normal cane sugar.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
And then there's a lot less than the rest of it, so that's the main part of it. And then there's
it's also very low
about 700 grams of inverted sugar, which is a liquid sugar.
Yes.
Yeah. About 700 grams of glucose, which preserves our fudge and makes it still quite moist.
Yeah.
So that's why our fudge lasts a lot longer.
I can't see it,
Cookie. And then about 200 grams of dextrose, which is a powdered sugar.
Yeah.
Don't clank.
Don't clank.
And then a pinch of salt.
Feet on the floor, please.
The first thing needs a pinch of salt.
And then the, whatever flavouring.
Yeah, so this one's got toffee goo in,
uh-huh.
Which is essentially just boiled sugar. to the point where it burns, it caramelises.
Oh, yeah.
We burn it with some glucose so it turns to goo, and then we keep that in a big bottle. Like, put a good handful of that in here. And this mixture is actually reasonable for toffee fudge.
Yeah.
Because we don't use any white sugar, it's just sugar. So if you don't sell it, or when you're making a batch it goes a little bit wrong, pop it back in the pot. Very smooth. I'm actually doing my fudge training at the moment. I've been making fudge for about
2 weeks. It's selling
fudge for a long time. So now I'm making it. So, this one went a bit wrong this morning when I was left to do it alone. So I've been doing it with people, and like, there's a big difference between when you do it with someone who can make fudge, for example, and you're left to do it by yourself.
Of course.
A bit like driving, as I said. This one set on me a bit too fast because I didn't move on to the shaping process quickly enough.
Okay.
Scraped it back on the table, back in the bowl this afternoon. Give it another go.
Ah, interesting. So how long's that process? Because it's gone liquidy in the time that we've been, as in,
yeah,
I can see lumps still there.
Lumps in there.
Yeah.
Sugar, it takes a lot less time.
Right.
Because I'm mixing this about a bit, it's stopping it
from
boiling up so much.
Yeah. Cool. Is it like a paddle, that thing that you got?
Yes.
Oh, right, yeah. To mix the liquid.
I see.
And then.
Brown.
So is that sugar you've got in that? That
here,
jug thing there, yeah.
That's water.
Oh.
We have to wipe the bowl down.
Oh, I see.
Otherwise,
it'll
sugar
sticks
to the side,
yeah.
And then when you pour it out often,
you don't want the.
Make your fudge a bit grainy.
Yeah.
And also just keep it clean.
Keep it, yeah, keep the bowl clean.
Otherwise, it's a bit of an effort to do at the end of the day.
And do you always make the same kind of amount? Like quantity in that copper bowl.
Yeah, yeah. It depends on kind of what batch you're doing. So
okay.
This is what we call a light batch because there's no cocoa at all. So a dark batch will have a certain amount of cocoa powder in as well.
Yeah.
But generally it's the same amount. So unless you're doing a half batch, then obviously it's just half the ingredients.
Yeah.
And that's what we do when we make double layer fudges. So half of it's the inside layer and half of it's the outside layer.
Oh, I see. You're just measuring the temperature?
Yeah, so I'm going to take this one to 238, so 238 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah. Are you measuring the temperature of the bottom of the bowl?
Yeah, well, take it to the centre.
Okay.
Because that's where it's hottest.
Yeah.
Because I'm taking it to a lower temperature. Usually we take our fudge to a higher temperature in this, well, it's not as hot as it was. We were having to take them very high to keep them firm. I've given myself a couple of degrees leeway so that I can have a little play with it.
Oh, right. So a bit of a science.
It'll take less time. It'll take more time for it to set the lower the temperature I take it to.
Oh, right. And do you just turn the, like, the gas it up and down?
Yeah, as soon as it hits the temperature you want it at, there's a little switch down there, it turns the stove off, or it turns a certain amount of the flames off.
Uh-huh.
It has to be poured almost immediately, really, so.
Oh, I see.
Most people down there are now attuned to just hear when the stove comes off, so we probably won't use the bell today. When I first started, you didn't really realise that the stove had turned off. And people have to ring the bell, like, can you
pull
with me, please?
Oh, so the next process is a bit of a two-man stage to lift that?
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't lift that myself. I mean, I can lift it myself, but not when it's full of fudge. It's very heavy, very hot. And I would learn myself, which I'm not fond of doing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, then it'll go into the marble slab. I'll leave it to cool for about 5 or 10 minutes, and what I'll be looking for with sugar crystals, large sugar crystals, to form on the top.
Right.
Just take a tip.
To form a kind of skin, which means I can take those bars away.
So we've got the Jedi Masters coming now to watch his Padawan.
I can do this with my mind.
This is the best fudge maker in Britain who's currently sharing the bar with me. Just thought I'd put that out there for
you. Oh, wow.
Look at that.
So they're pouring the fudge out on the big marble. Oh, it smells lovely.
Yeah.
Toffee like. It's a toffee fudge,
it's
did you say?
Fudge, yeah,
you can smell that.
Sugar.
Yeah, smell that. So the frame there is that frame that is not affixed to the table,
no.
It's just lying on top. Oh, and it doesn't find its way through.
No, it's just thick enough.
I should have got that actually, shouldn't I? Should have taken a picture of them pouring that out. Stick. Yeah. So how long does that, the process that you did before there, the kind of boiling and mixing, how long does that take? Oh, I suppose it's different for every...
So what I did just here?
Yeah.
Only about 10 minutes really, mine took a bit longer because I was getting all the lumps out.
Right.
When it's just a full batch of sugar, so in their sugar form. Maybe shave a few minutes off it. But then it also depends on what you put in there.
I've yet to see them tomorrow,
but
where
they want. Longer.
Okay.
Lots of wallpaper,
etc. So what I'm looking for here.
Yeah.
It's got to cool down for a little while, and large sugar crystals are currently forming.
Yeah.
So I'll form a kind of skin on the top of here.
Yeah.
And I'll be able to.
You can try some as well. If you want,
I'll be able to. What you'll see is that I'll do that, and there'll be a layer of
sugar crystals.
What we're looking for is to take 7 seconds for it to bounce back into its form. That's when I know I've got enough time to be able to take these bars away without it flopping on the floor. And then I'll break the seal with what's called a creamer, which is, you can't see it right now. Looks like a giant spade.
Yep.
And I'm going to start mixing my fudge with the creaming process.
Mega.
So I've just got to catch up on my cleaning and stuff, because we like to clean as we go along.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Oh, you have to.
If you want to stick around for 10 minutes or so, it won't be too long before I start making this. Yeah. Or hot wax, up to you.
How do you start making it?
How do I start making it?
Yeah.
What I do, I get a massive thing that looks like a giant spade. And I bring it all around the edge and I start to flop it on top of itself. And that starts to mix it, breaks the sugar crystals right down so it's really nice and smooth like you tried. And that's how you get a very smooth fudge. It's also how you get a very soft fudge without having to put any horrible stuff like butter or anything into it, because you've broken the sugar crystal down so you don't need butter to soften your fudge to stop it feeling so grainy, which is what a lot of company fudge do.
Yeah.
Like big companies where they just let it set like this. It takes about three hours if you just let it set like this. If I mix it, it only takes me about 20 minutes.
Right.
So it breaks the process right down and you get a much nicer fudge as well.
So that's a full recook, so we've got scraps from our chocolate batches.
Yeah.
So
things that don't like, and also things that like don't sell at the end of the day, go back in again.
Yeah.
Excellent.
We keep stuff on the counter for a couple of days.
Yeah.
It doesn't all go. It's got a 3 week shelf life, but we only keep it for a couple of days.
Yeah.
It doesn't go, goes back in the pot.
Excellent.
Which is nice. There's no wastage. A bit soul destroying sometimes.
if we hand out tasters and then sell all the slices of that taster, you've just got this scrap left. We've got scrap boxes at the back, and you can turn certain fudges into other fudges. So, for example, a chocolate orange fudge can go into a boozy fruit and nut because you've still got a fruity taste, and then it's chocolate based. Or a vanilla can turn into a Belgian chocolate as well, because a Belgian chocolate is vanilla based with dark Belgian chocolate woven in. So, there's no waste really. I mean, there's a tiny amount of wastage, but we can eat that.
One of the perks, of the job.
Sugar.
No teeth left, but good job.
My dentist is very happy because I'm paying him a lot of money.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, fudge originally comes from Mackinac Island in Michigan, in the USA.
Oh.
And there was a lady over there in the 1830s, so this is an 1830s recipe, and she was trying to teach an all-girls college how to make toffee. So obviously it's kind of the same recipe, you just boil up a load of sugar, mix it, and it goes very hard, but she didn't take the temperatures high enough, so obviously if you take sugar to a high enough temperature, it goes very hard.
Mm-hmm.
Because she didn't do that, she thought she'd just mix it the way it should have been done. She thought she just left it, lay it cool, that it was hard enough, but it didn't. She was left with a very, very soft, smooth fudge. But back then in the 1830s, to make a mistake was to fudge something.
Right.
How
so you
does
go to Mackinac Island now in Michigan, there's just like two high streets and 17 fudge shops
between
the whole of those. I don't know how they keep up the competition between each other. The ones in the centre must be very, very desolate.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
How does the fudge melt?
Now the fudge melt?
Melt?
If you get
what do you mean?
Too
in there?
Hot, then it melts and it just kind of collapses in on itself. But generally, it stays pretty awesome because we're awesome fudge makers. So, obviously, when it's hotter, we take it to higher temperatures to keep it firmer. When it's cool, we can just keep it at a low temperature so we have more time to make it look better. And it's not such hard work for us, because in the winter,
it's
even colder, and it's a lot harder to make fudge.
Oh, right, yeah. So
it
is a science.
This retains its heat, so that's why later on in the day, fudge sets a lot faster.
Yeah.
Because what you're looking for is actually the fudge and the table to hit the same temperature, and that's when it sets.
Ah, so. And all the fudge that you sell in the shop is made here?
Yeah, every single slice.
Excellent.
The only things that aren't made here are the fudge sauces and the drinking fudge. And those are made in Canterbury at our HQ.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all still handmade and just pot pots, like little sachets in pots.
Excellent.
And they're made with exactly the same recipe as well. This is taking quite some time. Obviously, when it's warm, we have to take it to a high temperature so it doesn't go soft, but then it takes a lot longer to cool down on the table. But then once you start to mix it, it cools down very fast.
Yeah.
So learning in the summer is one of the hardest things to do.
Of course, yeah. Cause
they keep saying to me, come winter, I'll be like,
yeah, be
happy as Larry.
Yeah.
So I can't actually do a winter shift.
Right,
here.
Can we perhaps get down off the rail, girls? That's it. Keep your feet on the floor.